Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Angel. It's Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Did you hear anything I said?
No. This is the first. I was like, do I hang up and call back or do I just hold? Let's see what happens. No.
No, gosh. I don't know.
Your intro started. Your intro started.
I don't know what happened. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I
yeah.
had a lot to say. So I'm going to have to go back and talk about what I talked about. So hold on. Because
yeah.
it's not going to make any sense. So I thank you for letting me know that. If you'll hold on, I'm going to talk about what I talked about when we first dialed in. That was really good, too. Wow, that's crazy. so one of the things I announced that I made some changes to my website. So if you'll hold on, let me go ahead and make these announcements again, and I'll get to you. So I have a couple of things that I've added to the website. I've got a video vlog that I've put up there, and it's a new feature. You can go down to the website and you'll see here that there's some messages there, and it's going to have some weekly messages. I have a weekly reading, and then I'm going to do a new thing I've got going on, 365-day challenge, where I'm going to do one card readings with the various angel decks I have every day. So I'm inviting everybody to come to my website and visit the website. The video vlog is there for you to participate in. You're able to share the videos. I want to make sure that you guys are getting resources to support what you're up to. Another thing that I have added is I've added some course content. So I have a course up there for the Soul Dream Creation Process that will help people in terms of divining their dreams. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. And so what I had mentioned was this whole process of creating your life. So for those of you who are on the call, and I apologize for the technical difficulties. I don't know what that's all about. For those of you who are on the radio listening, every week I take callers. And one of the things that I notice, and this is not just here, this is in life, is that people will call and people will see a reader with the desire of getting the answer to the question. And one of the things that we can't control is we can't control where you are in your life. We can't control what's going on with you. We can't control what lessons you may be in. We can't control a lot of things that may be affecting what's going on with you. So one of the things that I mention, one of the examples that I give is if you had the opportunity to go and across the street to the house that's across the street, in that house is a treasure chest, a pirate treasure chest with gold doubloons and cotton and copper coins and emeralds and rubies and diamonds and goblets and pearl strands and all the beautiful things that you can think of that they would put in a treasure chest. And even the treasure chest itself is gold. And that treasure chest is sitting in that house with a note in it saying that this treasure chest belongs to you. Told you, all you had to do was just walk over there, knock on the door. The person would open the door and allow you in. You'd walk in, pick up your treasure chest, and walk out the door and live the rest of your life with millions and millions of dollars and goods. You would probably say, that's what's up. Show me where I need to go to get my treasure chest. But But now, what if I told you that that treasure chest within that house is sitting on the hill, and at the bottom of the hill there were flames, and in addition to flames, that house on a hill sat on an island which was in the middle of the ocean, which was 1,000 miles from where you are, and you don't have a way to get there. But that treasure chest is still yours. For most people, their desire is to say, well, tell me how to get to that treasure chest. And my desire for you is to help you understand how to work through the stuff that you need to work through so that treasure chest is yours. Because the lessons and the processes and the cords and the blockers and the things that we have worked so hard to gather and accumulate in our lives are the things that we have worked so hard to accumulate and gather in our lives. And the only person who can remove and release them is us. We can do it with the help of someone if we don't know how to do it, but the only person who can do it is us. And that's what this first course that I've done around the soul dream creation ritual will help you move forward towards. And so what I had asked was for those people who are waiting for the call that as I connect with you, that we stay in that theme. Like, is there something that you're looking for? Is there something you're trying to accomplish that there needs to be some kind of release around that we can help release, that we can help resolve, that we can get past so that treasure chest can be yours? So that's what I spoke to. It was much more interesting because it all came out so marvelous. And of course, the second time you say it, it's not as fun. But now, having said that, having heard the precursor information, my dear, what's your question? What can I do for you?
Hey, Angel, it's Kathy.
Hi.
The attorneys withdrew yesterday abruptly, so now I'm on my own and have to make a counteroffer to the insurance company on Friday on my own.
So check it out. So remember what I said, I did get your text message, but I have a lot of clients this week because of the hurricane, so I apologize, but I figured I'd hear from you tonight. Here's the thing. In the theme of what I just said, so think about what you just did. Think about it. That you set your intent and you put down specific wishes and desires. And you made it happen. You manifested this because they were not going to give you what you wanted. Right? They were not going to give you what you wanted, and rather than them, but by withdrawing, one of the other things that they did was they disavowed themselves to any claim to any monies, right?
Not sure yet, because they haven't mentioned anything about money, but technically they're supposed to refund it.
They withdrew.
Right,
they withdrew.
And per the bar rules, they can't withdraw and leave me in a bind. So I'm doing
correct.
A bar complaint.
Correct.
Exactly.
See that? So now you don't have to worry about doing anything with them. And my God, everything that you have learned around this process, are you really concerned that you can't make a counteroffer to this place?
No, I can make the counteroffer. I just don't know if where my reluctance is. I can do the counteroffer. That's
right.
It's a no-brainer. But where I don't know if I should do the split of like I did before with here's a number and I will sue and here's a number that I won't sue, or just go in with I want to and then deal with the suit, because that's what the attorneys were trying to push to do. And I don't know if they're talking behind my back and that will happen if I just do it that way. And that's where I'm a little torn. So I've been doing the candle work.
What do you want to do?
I honestly, at this moment, I go back and forth. I'm like, just go for it all.
So the reason I ask, so when you give people options, So, you know, in the world of negotiation, I could say, Kathy, I can do this for a chocolate chip cookie, or I can do this for a quarter. I'm open either way. And if a chocolate chip cookie is too much work for you and you and a quarter is easy, what are you going to come back to me with? You're going to come back to me with a quarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
You offer them the opportunity to give you less, they're going to come back to you with less. So if you offer them what you want and they come back to you with a counter and what their counter is acceptable, then you can say, okay, well, you know, I don't know, but I'll – okay, you know what I mean? You could do that. So there's something that you want. You're just frustrated. And so you've done this work and you created this really fast. And that's what you have to look at. Don't fall for the story that it's not going the way you want it to go. Don't let that happen, because that will affect your decisions on what you do moving forward. You've manifested a wedge that pulled these people. You were so not satisfied with this attorney. You were just not satisfied with them. You went on and on about how they just were not satisfied. I don't even want them to get paid. Right?
Right.
And look what you did.
It's a blessing in disguise. It's a blessing in disguise. I just have to figure out how I'm going to do the offer. I have to sell myself with how I'm going to do the offer. And I've been meditating and doing the candle work, trying to come to peace with what I'm going to put on paper.
So stop the candle work for a second and sit down and do your manifestation work, which is trying to understand what the best thing is for you to do. Connect, you know, ground yourself. Take a deep breath, calm down, thank the divine and your guides for getting to this point, right? Because although you're nervous, there was a sense of relief when you first got it, which is exactly what you asked for. So thank them. And that's why you got to be careful. You got to be careful what you ask for. I tell people that all the time. They got that whole monkey's paw thing. You got to make sure that what you're asking for that is what you really need and what you really want. So thank them and then sit down and just journal. Sometimes if you just write, just say, hey, I would love it if this happened, and just journal and let them communicate with you and let them help ease you. And you're going to come up with an answer of this is what I want. And when you decide that point, do the candle work on that. Candle work, because the candle work you're doing is about manifesting. And so you're going to get confused messages. And that's why you don't know what it is that you want, because doing messages, using prayer and candle work for messages is a different process. And it's just prayer is what it is. I'm looking for guidance. The work that you're doing now is about, I need this to happen. And so if you haven't decided what to do, you're going to start getting confused, because you're going to get mixed messages. That's why you're confused. That makes sense.
I will start that tonight because I have to know Friday afternoon at the latest.
You'll get it very quickly. You will get it very quickly.
Oh, I will.
You will. You'll get it very quickly if you just sit down and do that. The journaling, because that'll help.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help put your thoughts together, and it'll help you kind of get some focus. And then once you do that, boom, it'll come together. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Keep in touch. I'm with you to the end.
All
righty, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good one. God bless you.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Really great call, and I apologize for that. I don't know what happened there in the beginning, but hopefully everybody can hear me now. I'm Angel, the Belly Dancing Medium. My website is bellydancingmedium.com. You'll see it there on the blog talk page that we have here. If you have not done so yet, please take the opportunity to like the page so you can follow the show. I think you follow it or like it so that you can be aware of updates that we have. We've got some exciting shows we're launching here in a couple of weeks. We just got a tarot card show on Tuesday nights. The first show was last night. And we're going to be launching a Paranormal Friday. We're going to have all kinds of cool things. Ufologist is going to be here. We're going to be talking to some ghost hunters. So lots of exciting things coming. So please follow the page if you can. The next thing I'm going to ask you to do, go to my website and like my Facebook page. I am on a mission to get more fans liking my Facebook page. So I have a lot of people that listen to my show. I don't hear from you guys on my Facebook page. So I'll be doing a lot more interactive actions here with my Facebook and my Twitter account. And you can find me at Angel Thacker on Twitter, Angel the Belly Dancing Medium on Facebook. But if you go to my website, all the social media stuff is linked right there. If you'd like to start your day out with a really great message, today's message spoke about movement. Today was a day of movement. And what happens in days of movement is you can feel a little overwhelmed because things are moving fast. When things move fast, you got to run fast, and it can take you off guard. So if you had known at the start of the day that today was going to be a day of movement, would it have been easier for you to get through some of the things that happened to you today? If the answer is yes, I say I posted this video early this morning. If you had watched the video, you might have gotten a little heads up that today would be a good day to put your running shoes on and do some stretches before you left for work so that you could be prepared for a day of movement. So I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Good evening. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Anna. And I'm
Hello,
calling.
Anna. How can I help you today?
Okay. I have a very disruptive housemate who's, I think, a little crazy, and she's emotionally, mentally, and verbally abusive to me. It's my home, and she's totally disrespectful, breaks things, steals things, lies, and so on and so forth. I actually went down to the courthouse today to try and get a restraining order against her and have her taken out of the house, but the judge said to file an eviction notice, which is a much longer process and nerve-wracking. My blood pressure is going off the charts with her here. I'm disabled already and have helpers come in and help me during the day, several days a week, and she's just a bully, and I just how to get rid of her.
Okay, so the at the beginning of the show we talked about kind of, you know, reaching out for that chest of gold and pulling it to us, the desire, the wish, the question, the thing that we're seeking, and what it is that's going in our around in our lives that may be keeping us from getting to it. And so you've got someone in your space right now that is behaving like a crazy person. And the image that I'm getting is just like a clown dancing around. You're trying to like work and it's like, doo, 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 doo. There's this clown just dancing around, just being a clown. And you want the clown to leave and they're like, hey, I'm not going anywhere, I'm a clown. That's what it feels like, just this crazy clown energy that just is not going away. So the first thing that you got to do is stop interacting with the clown, because the only thing that happens,
Yeah, I'm avoiding her as much as possible.
Yeah.
Watching.
So that's the first thing.
About it.
So that's the first that's the first thing that there is to do. The second thing that there is to do is that you need to focus on you and what you need to take care of yourself to keep yourself grounded and safe so that your energies don't get sucked out by this. Because the lesson in this for you is this, like, really understanding the need is you got two things going on with you that they're showing me. You've got the fact that, you know, you have some disabilities and some processes that you're working around your physical and mental process, but you're also very spiritual. So you have, like, you're almost like an empath. So people can suck you dry spiritually very easily. So your space has to be tranquil. So there's a need for money. Yes. You're making decisions around your home because you want to generate, you know, funds to be able to maintain it. But your people you bring into your home have to meet certain criteria. So the next person you bring into your home has to be vetted body, mind, and spirit, because it's just you're too sensitive because of that. And that's as painful as it may feel. That's the lesson for you. So the divine is not gonna let anything happen to you. This is not a horrible situation. It's just an uncomfortable situation. So you have to finish the process of going through and going through the eviction process. You have to do that because that's kind of what has been created in this. But you got to take care of you. So I would recommend, and what I'm getting is, you know, what kinds of things are you doing to create a charged, safe space in your space? Like, you have your room that you stay in. You know, what are you doing? Do you have some crystals? Do you have what are you doing to create a safe space for yourself?
A lot of crystals. I burnt some camphor and what's the other thing? Sandalwood. Today I burnt some incense out in the hall, you know.
What about sage?
I don't always like the smell of sage. We have a lot of fires in the area right now, so I can't even open the windows. And so sage is a little bit strong for me. If I could get a day lighter.
So here's the thing about sage, and I have a lot of people. I work with lots of them here in the San Francisco Bay Area. We have lots of people get drawn up into this area that are into, you know, they're vegans and they have sensitivities. So I definitely can understand that. So there's two things I recommend when sage doesn't work so well for you, and that's aromatherapy. If you can get like the sage oil and then do this aromatherapy, or just get fresh sage, because it has the same effect. So if you went to the grocery store or went outdoors, if you have somebody has a garden or herb garden, got some fresh sage and had that sage in your home, in your space, like a flower pot. Just put some. It will have a positive effect as well. But what you need to create is you need to create peace in your space. You need to have some dirt in your space somewhere as well, some grounding dirt. And I don't mean to just get some dirt and put it on your floor. You can get a little pot, a little bowl, put some nice soil in it and put it in your sacred space, because what you need is this Mother Earth and grounding in your space. And the other thing you need – huh?
I have so many plants inside my house. I have like –
I'm talking about you need some dirt. Plants are beautiful. You need to have some soil sitting. It's an earthy thing, and it seems to be that's the energy that you resonate with. So that's what they're showing me. That's going to come very shamanistic, Native American process that you need. And prepare yourself for having to really clear your space when this person's gone. It's going to take you about another 30, 45 days to clear this person completely out, because it's just this person is just – just a pain in the patootie, and there's nothing that you know we can do to change who they are. But if you do the candle work or the focused work on really leaving it to God, creating that space of divine sanctity, or even grace, state of grace, whatever it is that you want to call it, if you can create that space every day where you have that connection in prayer and leave it to the divine, it'll come to you faster. Because right now, all you're focused on is the discomfort of it. So if you look at, all you look at is, I want this person gone, I want this person gone, I want this person gone. That person is like the focus of your attention. Turn it into a comic book. Look at it like the clown. If you decide, oh my God, that clown will not stop acting like a clown, I'm just going to stop looking at him. And focus on the things that you need to focus on for you. Light your candle, say your prayer, and leave it to God, and know that it's going to work itself out. There is no easy answer for this one. This one's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
But the end of the day, it's going to resolve.
Mm-hmm.
It
I mean,
will
she
resolve.
Agreed to leave if I could find another, you know, housemate, somebody else to rent the room to give her, you know, let her out of her lease agreement. But nobody's calling. The energy is like, you know, nobody's going to want to come in here.
That's why, no, that's if that's the way you're going to look at it, that's the way you're going
to
create it, right?
Well, that's
so
what's be happening.
That's what it,
people
that's what
have it, actually called and then never even showed up.
Yeah, that's okay. So I have two things for you. And then, you know, if you want to connect with me and we can, you know, get some work, we can do some work. I really would love to kind of give you some tools. I have a process I call a soul system diagnostic specifically for the radio listeners, and it's just a $45 session. But, you know, the biggest piece that I have for you on this is you have to create a space for you where you're looking at this as something that's going to end the way you want it to end. But if you do have a choice, she won't leave until she can get out of her lease. You have a choice to let her out of her lease today.
Yeah, but I have to be able to give her the money.
So I need you to think about that. So that's what you're being asked to think about. You need to think about that. Because if you focus your energy on what there is to do that has nothing to do with this person, that's what there is to manifest. Because what you need is you need someone to replace that money, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what you need to focus your manifestation energy on. Don't focus on when is she going to go away. Don't focus on why she's here.
I have been mm-hmm. doing that for the past 6 weeks. I've been trying to find somebody to, you know, and I've had a couple of people come look at it. But the last week,
what do you do in your space? I'm not talking about like making phone calls. I'm like in your space, in the clearing, in the positivity, in the saging, or you don't sage, but the incense burning. What are you focusing on when you do that?
Clearing the space, calling in the angels, clearing it. Clearing it.
Okay, so what I'm saying is what you want to focus on is bringing someone in to replace her.
Okay.
That's what there is to focus on when you focus on your space and what there is to do. Because that's what you need. Because it's kind of hard when, and I get it, I do understand, but it's kind of hard when it's, I don't want this person in the space anymore, but I can't let them go because I need their funds. Because who's mm-hmm. in control of that? Who's in control of that?
I am.
No, she's in control of that situation.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to take control of the situation. And the only way you can take control of the situation is to stop looking at her and giving her control. Because if you're calling in the angels, I need this place to be calm. The clown is in here doing stuff. That's where they're all focused on her. You need to have everything focused on what it is that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do that, you'll be much more, you'll accomplish much more. And it's a really powerful process. If you have never sat down and gone through the process, I encourage you to go to my website and look at the chakras and look at where it is that you feel is the root of the process around your chakras, and also focus on doing some clearing around that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hope that helps. I do hope that helps. If you have not signed up for my mailing list, please do. You'll get a condensed ebook that gives you a little bit of a grounding exercise that might help you as well.
Okay.
And you know, and check the website every day. You'll get the daily readings that might help. And if you do have the ability, I would go in and the course that I've given is the course of creating the soul creation ritual that I speak about is the course, and it's only $30. And you'll get the whole process and what there is to do. There is some saging in that, but like I said, if saging you're uncomfortable with, and I totally can understand, especially with the fires going on, it's probably not a fun experience to smell sage when you're up there with the sequoias and all that kind of stuff and they're on fire, but you can recreate the energy
mm-hmm.
with okay. real sage or with essential oils, or, you know, I've even had people take sage and just put it in water and boil it, because it's just getting it into the air and getting it through your space and helping the energies that are supporting you kind of move stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I do have a sage stick, but I just made a decision today when I burnt the incense to not do that because I can't air
Understood.
Out the house at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're surrounded by like 15 different fires right now. Half the state of Oregon is on fire. It's ridiculous.
I was just up there. I was up in Oregon for the eclipse and the fires. We drove through a big cloud of smoke on our way home going, oh my God, I'm from San Francisco. I was like, is this fog? Like, no.
Yeah.
Everything is on fire.
And it's worse.
There.
And there's arsonists that keep starting more.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
But fire is cleansing. Fire is cleansing, and what's happening in our society right now, which is a whole different conversation, is a ritual of releasing and cleansing, because the clowns are controlling everything. And the only way to get rid of clowns is to boo them off the stage. You know what I mean? So your job is to clear your process around what it is you need to manifest. Be clear mm-hmm. with what you need to manifest. And what I'm hearing you need to manifest is another roommate. Period.
And
not
And not just a body, but somebody that's right for here.
Exactly.
And, you know,
exactly.
It's been really hard because she, her references were pristine. So how do you know that somebody's mentally ill until they move in?
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you don't. Yeah. Sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. But that's why you've got to focus really hard on that in terms of sitting down, sussing it out. When you're talking to the person, but you know, do that. Come to the website if you can. Do that, and again, reach out to me. It's a really 20-minute reading. I can kind of give you more details if you need it. Cause I would really like to help you get through this, and just, you know, let me know. But otherwise, keep in touch and let me know what's happening. Okay.
All right. Okay.
God bless
you. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hey.
Hello?
This is Ishmael. Hi.
Call me Ishmael. The most famous lines in, you probably hear that every day.
The Moby Dick.
Yay, Moby Dick, and you win. Ding, 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 ding. What can I do for you this evening?
I guess I have some questions about my spirituality. Like, did you see what's taking place and what's going on and kind of where I'm going?
That's a really big question for a short amount of time on the radio program. So can you be a little more specific for me about what you're looking for? What is specifically your... Yes?
I guess I'm trying to just find out, like, where is it taking me? What is it trying to teach me or something? Or what is it that I need to understand?
Well, so... if I understand what you're saying, you know, and I look at your energy, the first thing that I'm being given is that you're kind of, you know, they're showing me a picture of a child. They're showing me a picture of a child trying to figure out what there is to do, looking at all the things that there are to do and mesmerized by it, not knowing what to do, and the child is you. But I'm getting a strong image of music. There's something musical coming through here for you, and it's not music in the background. It's music that your hands are on. So it feels like you're going to play, I see strings, so I don't know if it's guitar or what it is, but there's definitely music in here. It could be piano. I don't know. But for in terms of the spirituality, it has something to do with music, and I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm getting a really strong connection to you with music. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I honestly, it kind of does. I've always wanted to be a music producer to make, you know, tracks and beats and stuff. And I've always been drawn to music. It seems like it takes me out of a bad, you know, stressful day. And it seems like it puts me in a very good, positive place.
So having said that, when you talk about your spiritual path, there's a lot of healing energy and a lot of creative energy that comes through in music in this spiritual path. You know, there's people out there who write music and produce music and tracks for videos and CDs for practitioners, like myself, meditations and stuff. There's people that produce music specifically for meditation themselves. There's people that produce music that's used in spas and healing centers. So there's also people that produce music that has healing qualities themselves. David Halpern is one of those people where the music has healing qualities in and of themselves. So music seems to be where you're going. Now, in terms of what there is for you to do, that's, you know, the answer is the easy part. So if you were listening at the beginning of the show, I talked about the treasure chest. If your treasure chest is in the house, you got to go to the house and get the treasure chest. That's the easy part. But what if the treasure chest is in the house, and the house is on the hill, the hill is surrounded by flames, and the hill is on an island in the middle of the ocean, and the island is 1,000 miles away, and you don't have a way to get to it? How do you get the treasure chest? The steps that you need to get there, you have to create through manifesting your reality. So what is there to do? That's what your spiritual connection is for. That's what you do to sit down. Now that you know what it is to do, now that you have the answer, now you can reverse engineer it by connecting with your guides, connecting with the divine, and asking them to help you with that, whether it's through meditation or through journaling or through a practitioner, whatever works for you. Ishmael, you need to now take that information and manifest what there is to need. And if you can do that, I see you engaging in your life's vision within the next year to 18 months. I see you actually doing stuff in front of people and talking to people and networking with people. And it's very clear to me that you're going to be growing, and I see it, but it feels like it's really far away. It's not as far away as you think. And if you have the opportunity to do some past life regression, it feels like you also have a connection musically. And you've been a musician many, many times, and a really, really great musician, like Brahms kind of level musician. So this is one of those soul purpose, soul path processes, and the soul path processes, my friend, those are crazy, because they have you locked in at the soul, and there's lots of passion, and it comes with lots of energy. So I would definitely take some time to explore what that means. Does that help?
Yeah, that helps out a lot. You talking about the music as far as a career-wise, or just
I see it definitely as a career for you, if you so choose. It's a choice. You can use it as a fun thing that kind of helps you stay grounded, but you have the potential to turn it into a career. You do. You have some things you need to learn, but that's what it's all about, right?
Right. Yeah, I've been going through a lot lately, and I've been kind of, I guess, realizing that I'm actually going through a spiritual awakening. I've been having a lot of symptoms, and I know that I'm experiencing a lot, and I know that, you know, something's kind of shifting me more towards a better place, and I was just curious where that could be.
Well, that's where it's going. You know, think of yourself as a Jedi Knight in training, and your Jedi magic is music. So you don't have a lightsaber, you have a mandolin. So when you're playing that has the healing power. But now you got to go find Yoda to help you learn how to play the mandolin, because you don't know how to play it. But you think you don't know how to play it, but you do. Once you start playing it, it's going to come to you really easy. Yes, you have to take the time to learn it, but it's going to come very easy. So, you know, find a guru if you need to find a guru. Take some classes if you need to take some classes, or sit in contemplation and engage in your own connection, and you're going to find that this process is going to wake up for you really fast, really super fast. It's not going to be as complicated as it feels. Okay?
Okay. Now, you
awesome.
You do offer past life regressions, right?
I do offer, what did you ask me? I didn't quite catch that.
You said past life progression, aggression?
Yes, I do.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Past life regressions, yes. So, yes, I do. In the really cool thing about diving into your past lives, if you go to the website, bellydancingmedium.com, you'll go to a link that talks about your soul journey transformation. And in that page, I break out all the kind of areas that make up who you are as a spiritual being that I connect to. And in the past life, you have your Akashic records that you tap into that really help you understand who you are and who you're supposed to be. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff.
Okay.
If that's something you'd like to do,
yeah,
you can let me know, and we'll set up a time. I have a little questionnaire I have you fill out, just so I know how to focus for you, and we'll set up a session. And usually for past life, it's going to be about an hour, especially if it's over long distance, because we got to sit down and work through it. And I will give you some information that's going to light you up. And the one thing that I love to do when I work with people is have them research the information that they got from the regression, and kind of like find yourself, which is kind of cool if you can find yourself, like doing a search in your family tree to help you figure out what there is. But once you know all the information there, it helps you understand who you're supposed to be. And if you had the answer to the end of the story, and you were like at the puzzle, if you knew the end of the puzzle before you started the puzzle would not just be easier to do, but the end result would be much more satisfying, because you could make better decisions. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to speaking with you about it.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Well, come to my website. I have lots of time this weekend. I'm here on the radio for the next couple of days, engineering some other shows. But I've got lots of time this weekend. If you're interested, you can just go to services and you'll see the different processes there. Or you can just send me an email. You can hit the contact link and send me a note that says, hey, we spoke tonight and I'm interested in that. And I can put some stuff together and we can set up a call to talk about what there is and figure out what the best option is for you. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. I'm looking forward to chatting with you.
Me too. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Very good. So I'm going to point back to my website real quick just to remind you guys to, if you go to the homepage, you're going to see on there a link for you to subscribe to my mailing list if you haven't done it already. Please do so that you can get a copy of my ebook, 8 Keys to Life Transformation. It gives you a little grounding exercise that'll be really helpful for you. If you haven't seen the videos, I've got 3 videos up there. I've got the 3-card spread for the week. And the first 2 in my 365 1-card readings, we'll see if I can keep that up for you guys. That's what I was inspired to do. And then lastly, my first course is launched, which is the Soul Dream Creation Ritual Course. It's a really good course that will take you through creating this 3, 7, or 30-day transformational focus, which will help you get to that treasure chest we're talking about. For the rest of our time together, I've still got several people here that want readings. There is a link I'd like to point you to. The New Age Guild, you go to thenewageguild.com, and I have a link set up on this page. You can ask one question for free via email. So if you could do that for me, go to newageguild.com, request a free reading. If you're still on hold, fill up this information and get back to you to answer your question, because we're going to run out of time. And that is unfortunate, because we started off a little late because we had some technical difficulties. But I thank you all for calling, and I want to leave you with this. There is so much that is possible for you. If you look at my website, I've put 2 images up there for you. I've put the image of the treasure chest, which I've just spoken to you about, but I've also put the image of the genie in the lamp. And when you have a genie coming at you, as the belly dancing medium, I got the genie up there for you. The purpose of the genie is to grant your every wish. And my friend, you have access to the genie every day. And I ask you, if you had the ability to create whatever it is that you wanted at any given time, what would you do? If you had a chance to solve your problems, answer questions, create your desires, and find your life dreams with the help of this magical genie, would you take that chance? If you were told that you could unlock your soul's dreams and transform your life, would you want to take that journey, the journey to your life's transformation? I'm here to tell you that you can. All you have to do is believe that it's possible, take the steps to create it, and have the faith that it's yours. And if there's anything that I can do to help you get there, I ask you to contact me at my website, bellydancingmedium.com. You can call me at 510-342-9024, or you can email me at angelwhitethacker@gmail.com, or you can contact me via the website. I wish you all well. I wish you all glorious dreams and great adventures. And know this, that as you ignite your life today, you will evolve your life tomorrow. God bless you. Take care. And I will see you on the other side. Bye-bye.